Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we are here at WFHR to make sure that it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Seth and James hanging out with you right now, and we're going to be joined right now by our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm a little taken back, Brittany. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little taken back. I mean, not only do we have these incredibly blue, beautiful skies out there morning, but we have new microphones. I didn't expect to hear my voice sounding so clear.
It took me
off a little bit. If you notice, my intro was a little off. I missed the teleprompter. I hit my mark there. It took me off a little bit. If I could, just real quick, one other thing. One of my favorite things in the world I noticed this morning walking into the studio, when you can see the moon during the day.
Mm.
It's right in front of us here, Seth. You can see it right in front of our building.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, wow.
It looks beautiful. It's awesome. Cool. I don't know why, but that is always one of those things that makes me smile. If the day starts out, I could see the moon. Is there any technical term for that, Brittany? Or just you looked up?
So.
Yeah, I didn't think. I didn't think there was.
Around you.
Yeah. You're observant. That's the thing. Can I do the weather, please? Let me do my job, James.
She's not an astronomer, man. Come on.
Really? I don't know what I'm doing to you, Brittany. Sorry.
I was just thinking about the amount of people, like how many people just got up and looked out the window looking for the moon right now. I bet you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, that's good.
I like thinking about that. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. What do we have in store for today?
Nothing but beautiful blue skies. Mm. It's just going to be fantastic. A little breezy out there. Winds pulling out of the northwest, about 20 miles per hour. But I'm thankful for that because if it's out of the north, that means it's going to be dry, no humidity, mm-hmm. no mugginess. It's just fantastic today, to be honest with you. Mm. It's hump day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Happy hump day. Fantastic. We're going to enjoy the weather. You do so as well, Brittany. We'll hang out again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Enjoy your day.
You too. Have a good one. Best in the business right mm-hmm. there. Friend Brittany Merlot joins us every day during this time slot. We appreciate mm-hmm. her for that. Seth and I got a bunch of good things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into not only the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, but Cup Noodles has a very interesting, fun flavor that they're going to be doing. I'll touch on that.
I'll bet they do.
Is fantasy sports good for our mental health? Seth and I will discuss.
Oh, I guess we're going to find out if we should still be doing it.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Finally, after years of doing this, we will finally find out if that's a good idea or not.
Yeah, right.
What are you better at than 80% of people? We've got that one lined up for you as well.
Okay.
And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with an old friend of ours here at the station, Connie Hankey.
Yeah.
Connie, of course, used to join us all the time with FRM and mm-hmm. Plenty of other things. And a huge, she for a little while there on Director's Cut, she was kind of like the third member, like the fifth Beatle kind of thing.
That's true.
So we're looking forward to Connie joining us. Yeah. We're going to talk Alexander House and some of the cool mm-hmm. things they have going on over there. We'll also get into some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock. Jennifer Lopez's new album is falling. It is rough. The sales for that one has been rough. Hallmark has a new movie coming out that I want to touch on. And we got a Forrest Gump reunion coming up that is pretty cool.
Oh, interesting.
And Seth and I are going to touch on the Brat Pack documentary that Andrew McCarthy came out with and just some of the highlights from that.
Okay, all right.
9 o'clock hour will also feature the best wedding gifts that we can get people.
All right.
It is wedding season, so we'll get into that. I believe it's wedding season.
Oh, absolutely. June, very much so. We are in the thick of it now.
But I wanted to start our show, and I did not plan on starting here, but I have to. I want to start out this show by thanking our good friend of the station and, of course, our GM and our head engineer, Chuck Gennaro.
Mm.
We have new microphones, as I touched on there, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And we've been wanting these for a long time. We were able to do it first, thanks to Civic Media, of course.
Yeah.
Civic are really great about this, where we say, hey, we haven't had a new one of these in 20 two decades or whatever.
Yeah, right.
They're able to do this kind of stuff pretty quickly, and I'm not sure if the audience can tell that I'm talking on a new microphone mm-hmm. or not, but I can.
I can tell. Yeah,
it sounds so much clearer.
Yeah,
because the ones that we were using, I'm pretty sure were used by Emil Berliner. Emil Berliner reference. Anybody had that on their bingo card?
Not this morning. No, not this morning. Maybe Thursday, but not today.
I'm gonna have to be honest with everybody. I had to look this one up. I've been saying Edison forever, that we've had those microphones since Edison or whatever. That just didn't feel right to me. Emil Brenner is the inventor of the microphone that became part of the first Bell telephones. And his gramophone was the first recording player to use discs.
How about that?
Well, a little random
fact. A sound pioneer, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Emil, and thank you, Chuck. Thank you. Really appreciate you, Chuck. Seth, this is where I wanted to start. And this is open to the audience, of course. 715-424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation. What is your favorite summer drink, or what is a go-to drink for you in the summer? You get done doing the lawn.
Yeah.
You get done hanging out with the boys outside, and you guys are playing a bunch. You want something to drink.
Right.
What is a go-to for you? It's been ice water for me for a very long time. That comes from my Nana. Mm-hmm. What about you? Is there a go-to for you?
Probably water. Yeah. Just if I'm really, thirsty or just doing something or something like that. Just some nice cold water. That's usually the best.
No, a number of people that energy drinks or soda or Gatorade or
iced
any
tea?
Of those kind of things. Yeah, iced
tea
is a great
drink
one
iced
too.
Tea in the summer, yeah.
Can I interest anybody in onion coffee? Just when you thought you were desensitized to a absurd TikTok food trends.
Sure.
This one will definitely leave you taste in your mouth. There's a trend on TikTok where people are putting spring onions or green onions in their coffee. Supposedly, it started in China. The most common preparation is a latte. You put cut spring onions into a glass and muddle them.
Okay.
Then ice, milk, and a couple shots of espresso. And then you garnish it with even more spring onions.
Okay.
Almost everyone says that this is an acquired taste, whether they're repulsed or not. Some people say that they don't even get it because the onion doesn't absorb into the latte.
Not really.
At some point, you just end up with a mouthful of onions. One person joked, as if coffee breath wasn't bad enough.
Let's add some onions in there. Actually, those kind of onions, though, are pretty mild.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're young and, they haven't had a chance to ripen, guess you could say.
Yes.
So they have a flavor to them, but it's not strong. I guess it's not such a big thing, but the point they made is it's not like the flavor is necessarily going to leach into the to the drink itself, and you've got like the milk in there and the ice and the coffee, and you got all kinds of I don't know.
I don't think this is going to be a very popular take.
Probably not.
But I gotta say, there's a part of my brain that wonders sometimes when it comes to some of these things, especially trends that come from China. And I do want to be very specific about this. I'm talking about China as the Chinese government. I'm not talking about the people. I think it is incredibly important to separate these things. We would not want Chinese people just labeling us after our government and assuming that every single American feels like our government feels.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
We have to treat them the same way as in Russia and other countries
every nation,
as well.
Yep.
Yeah, every nation. But there's a part of me that does wonder if this is like, because they are so secluded and secretive with their information, with their news and so much, that when things seep out from China, I wonder sometimes, are they just messing with us? hey, what's the Americans think?
Yeah, crazy Americans,
fun?
Yeah.
All right, I got one. We'll put onions in coffee. They will never fall for that. Are you kidding me? They would never. No, let's try it. Let's see what they do. You guys, look at TikTok. Look at TikTok. I told you they would fall for this. It does seem like something to pass the time.
Yeah, the plot to get everyone bad breath, you all have bad breath now.
The Chinese government's plan.
Their master plan.
Yes. Well, and if we all have bad breath, nobody's kissing, nobody's doing other things. Huh? It all leads in.
They're playing the long game
long
on this one.
Con.
Yeah,
it's
really.
All about the long con. I can't think of, it takes a lot to make coffee seem bad to me. I've tried every coffee. Mm-hmm. I love coffee. But this, no. Why? Why would you do that to coffee? Yeah. Coffee did nothing to you. Coffee is doing nothing but just wants to wake you up and make you happy.
Yeah, right. I was trying to, synthesize in my mind what an onion and coffee together would. I'm having trouble doing that. Because I don't know how the blending of those flavors would work. I don't know.
The only explanation is that they're messing with us. That's the only explanation.
Someone's messing
for me.
With
somebody
us.
Somebody is.
Someone. I don't know.
We're
just one guy in China.
I really do like the idea of just one guy just sit back and be like, oh,
how could I mess with the Americans?
I mean, I wonder if they'll fall for this one. Yeah. It's not even like done meanly, just like out of curiosity.
Yeah, right.
Which is something that I can relate to. I can relate to that. We will take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club at Seth and James. Take it easy through your morning at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Check out their amazing meal. They got some great stuff on their menus that you want to check out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the great people over there.
Yes.
Join them for lunch, breakfast, lunch. Head on over there and enjoy our friends over at El Cafe, everybody.
Yeah, indeed. Good stuff.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up.
Call up 424-2600. Right now. Call now.
Call now, everybody.
Get your birthdays in now.
The second caller will get their birthday on the list.
You don't win anything. Yeah, but yeah, hey, you win the satisfaction. By the way, real quick. When the moon is in the daytime sky, it is called the daytime moon. Makes sense, right? Yeah.
Fascinating. Tell me more.
It was named by astronomers. It's in the daytime. Let's call it the daytime moon.
It's kind of disappointing.
A little bit.
We got to come up with a better name for that. We've got some great names on our list today. Thank you so much to everybody for getting us those. We'll go ahead and dive right into the Birthdays and Anniversary Club for locals. And Seth, they need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Get right into it. And first up, want to wish happy birthday to my, brother-in-law? My brother-in-law.
Okay.
Nick Zowski.
Oh, happy birthday, Nick.
Nick is, the youngest brother of my sister's husband, Mac.
Okay.
Zowski's certainly a popular family in this area, I would say. Nick is one of the cooler human beings I have ever met. If I could just take a second. I, growing up, didn't know a whole lot of people. I was raised to always be okay with people's cultures, languages, sexuality, all these different things.
Right.
The one thing that my parents might have missed, not intentionally, of course, but just didn't grow up around a lot of it, was people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. I didn't experience a lot of that growing up. And throughout most of my life, when I was around it, I tended to do what a lot of us do. Oh, let me get that for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me do this for you. Let me do this for you. A lot of that. Well-intended, maybe, but not necessarily the way that they wanted to be treated.
Right.
And I was fortunate to, in grade school, have a friend, Jeremy Osborne, who had cerebral palsy. And Jeremy and I are still great friends to this day. And Jeremy really helped me with this. The person that really got me through with this and to understand that world much more is Nick. Nick was paralyzed when he was 18, I believe 18, 17, spent the majority of his life this way.
Okay.
And Nick is the first person that will make a joke about this. Nick is the first person that will find the humor in life. Mm-hmm. His approach, his attitude is something that, if I said it inspires me, it's not a good enough word. Mm. It doesn't fit. He's been such a guiding help for me, and I think others, when it comes to that and how treating people with disabilities and such. And just a great guy. Very funny. Very funny man. I'm wishing you a happy birthday, Nick. Enjoy your day.
Happy birthday.
We wish a very happy birthday to Joanna Frederick.
Happy birthday, Joanna.
Enjoy your day, Joanna.
Yeah.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Nate Jones.
No, happy birthday, Nate, and congratulations to you.
Yes, congrats. Be listening at the beginning of next month to see if you win the Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Good
and
stuff.
All you qualifiers be listening, because that is right around the corner.
It's coming up next week, everybody.
That's insane.
Yes.
Days go too fast.
July 1st, yeah.
In the summer, the day should be 48 hours.
They should be. Let's get worked up. Let's work on that.
Let's work on that one in the moon change, the name of the moon during the day. We got to change both of those. We'll work on that.
Daylight moon.
Yeah. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Ariana Grande is 31 today.
31. She's been around since she's what, like 12?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Wasn't she one of the Disney kids or something?
She was a Nickelodeon kid, actually. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. As that grew, I mix up the Nickelodeon kids and the Disney kids.
Totally understandable.
The great Audrey Plaza is 40 today. A lot of people, I think, would know her as April on Parks and Recs, but really, after her rise from that show and being one of the stars to come out of that show, she has just been in a bunch of different things. Comedy, drama, she's done it all. She was on a TV show, Legion, right after Parks and Recs, and where she played a very darker character, but also a very charismatic, like a lot of Marvel villains, charismatic and interesting, while also at the same time being very dark. She's so good at sarcasm. I would put her on a Ryan Reynolds level of sarcasm, like being able to deliver sarcasm. She's very talented. And you're going to be seeing her in WandaVision, the WandaVision spinoff, Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
Ooh.
I do believe that is the final title name they're going
with. Are they finally going to get,
they change it all
nailed that one down?
They can't get out of their own way sometimes.
No,
no. Jason Schwartzman is 44.
Oh, yeah.
I think his most famous role, Max in Rushmore, I would say.
That was his breakout role, yep. But you have seen him in so many things.
He's in a billion stuff.
Yep.
And he's, you've also seen him as a drummer. He was with Phantom Planet, I believe they were called. They had a song, California, that was a big hit for like a week.
No, I did not. I did not know he played for them, though. I've heard of Phantom Planet. I didn't know he was one of the members.
I believe he was their original drummer.
Oh,
and I think when his career started to blow up a little bit more, he wasn't able to do it for a while anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's from what I hear, he's a very good drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He's also Talia Shire's son, Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, and Nicolas Cage's cousin.
Yep.
I forget that all
There's
the time.
There's that whole family. Yeah.
It's interesting to go with the name Schwartzman if you're changing your name up and everything. But to go with a Jewish last name is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter is 50.
Oh.
New York Yankees retired shortstop. In high school, he was president of the Latin Club, and he never cusses. Derek Jeter never cusses.
Hey, I like that.
You never hear him cuss. Even players joke about this, too, especially teammates of his and everything. like one of the few times that you'd catch him having an error on the field, and you would expect him to say a word.
Yeah, right.
And, darn it.
Yeah,
like, just
shoot.
You know, that's Derek Jeter.
If you've ever read lips at a baseball game broadcast, you know they swear a lot in baseball. Yeah. So.
I always find it interesting when people say, well, if Derek Jeter played for any other team, probably wouldn't be as famous and all these things. And I don't take anything from that.
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting how we can be about certain athletes on certain teams. And Derek Jeter seems to be one of the most vanilla players of all time.
Like, in a lot of ways, yeah.
What's the controversial thing Derek Jeter's known for when he was playing? As a owner, you know, quote-unquote owner and everything, there's been some stuff. But really, outside of that, nothing on the field. Ever.
No.
From what I can remember, a great hitter, a consistent hitter, a great outfielder, a guy that, you didn't move Rodriguez because of him, and stuff. That's how good he was at his position.
Yep.
But also very divisive. Like, people like him or hate him, or, one or the other, it seems like.
It's it's especially with the rise of advanced statistics and analytics, as they call it. There are some numbers there for him that don't make him look as good as, his like counting stats.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's one of the things, is that there's the argument over, was Derek Jeter really one of the all-time greats kind of thing? I don't think it really matters, to be honest with you. I mean, you want a whole bunch of World Series. I mean,
this is the thing to me. If you, it's not so much if he didn't play for the Yankees, would he be a Hall of Famer? It's the rings.
Yeah.
If he didn't have the rings, I think even with those pinstripes, he's not making it.
Yeah. It's possible. Very possible.
Gretchen Wilson is 51, country star, famous for singing Redneck Woman. Powerful voice. Chris O'Donnell is 54. Many will know him out there as G. Callen on NCIS Los Angeles. But for that, of course, his big break was D'Artagnan in The Three Musketeers. Did a nice job in that. Charlie in Scent of a Woman. Actually, Scent of a Woman was his big outbreak.
Right.
His big come out was party and everything.
No, he wasn't in Dead Poets Society, was he?
I know he might. Actually, he might have
was
been a
he
part.
In that?
I think he had
a smaller
part
role
that.
In that.
There's
a
couple of great young actors in that. In the students section,
yes,
if you will. And of course, he was Robin in The Boy Wonder in two of the 90s Batman movies, which really hurt his career, unfortunately.
It didn't hurt everyone's career as much as his. I don't understand why.
Didn't slow George Clooney's career down
a second.
And everybody makes fun of him as Batman, and yet it didn't hurt him one bit.
No.
We were talking about Parks and Recreations earlier, a fantastic show that used to be on. Nick Offerman, also on that show, he's 54 today. He is. He was in We're the Millers. Again, another actor who really blew up after that TV show, mm-hmm. and you saw him in a million things.
A million little things. I got a shout out for Nick Offerman right now. So last Friday, I went to see my favorite band in Milwaukee. They Might Be Giants. And Nick Offerman, also huge They Might Be Giants fan. So I would suggest everyone look up the TMBG video for the song The Greatest. Nick Offerman is in it.
Oh, great.
And it is fabulous.
Oh, that's cool. I got to check that out.
Yes.
Huge fan of Nick Offerman's. Mm-hmm. Not only one of my favorite Chicago comedians and actors, him and a couple of others do this bit where every baseball season, he's a Cub fan, there's a White Sox fan, and Craig Robinson and him go back and forth.
Oh, nice. Yes.
About,
yes.
You know, just taking shots at each other, and it's hilarious. He's a very talented carpenter as well.
Oh, he does. I didn't know that.
He's very similar to Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay.
Acting is kind of his side gig. What he'd really like to be doing is making something.
Building things.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And we stay with TV. Sean Hayes is 54 today. Just Jack. Just Jack. Jack from Will and Grace, of course. Mm-hmm. He was Larry in the Three Stooges remake as well.
Yes, he was. He was. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, yeah. Colin Greenwood is 55. Amazing bassist from Radiohead.
Mm.
Listen to Creep. It just all you got to do is listen to Creep and isolate the bass in that, and you will. It's slow coming, but man, it's such an important part of that song.
What a group, my man! The talented group of guys.
Radiohead is so much about layers, especially mm-hmm. the more and more music they create, mm-hmm. and you don't you almost lose certain instruments in it, the drums and that, but you always hear the bass in a Radiohead song.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's that good. Harriet Wheeler is 61, singer in the Sundays. Blind, reading, writing, arithmetic. The Sundays had a couple of hits, but if you're ever curious about covers, if you like covers, mm-hmm. the Sundays did a cover of Wild Horses
mm-hmm.
that I may like more than the Rolling Stones
version. Oh, I do 100%. Yeah? I think it's way. I'm not, well, first of all, I can say I'm not a huge Stones fan, but that version of that, I mean, and it was a hit. Wild Horses is a big hit. Their version is, I mean, for me, head and shoulders above the Rolling Stones.
I like a mixed version of it. I like the way mm-hmm. he sings it, but he sings it almost reluctantly, it feels like. Whereas when she sings it, whew,
yeah,
like it feels like the true, like she wrote the song.
Right.
Like it's
right.
incredible. It's
one
a great
of those
cover.
Bands, man, they released three tremendous albums and then they just quit.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. It's like, why? Mm-hmm. You guys were so good.
Yeah, especially her.
Yes,
really something.
Great voice.
The wonderfully talented Mark McKinney is 65 today. I squeezed your face. Kids in the Hall alum, mm-hmm. SNL alum as well.
Yeah, he was on both. That's
one
right.
of the few that did both.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Night at the Roxbury, Father Tylenol in Superstar. He was also in Superstore, I think, for a while. I think he was on that show.
Oh, yeah.
I love Mark McKinney.
He's a
fantastic
good.
Writer as well. Mm-hmm. One of the main writers for Kids in the Hall, mm-hmm. especially when it came to their movies like Brain Candy and a lot of that. A really talented guy. Speaking of talented, Patti Smythe is 67 today. 80s rock star in Scandal, The Warrior, Goodbye to You.
Yep.
Quite a few hits. Chris Isaac is 68 today.
Oh.
Wicked Game, so many other songs that he did too.
Somehow, who has this like haunting sound.
Yeah.
He's got a sound that's all his. I don't know how he does it, but man.
No, that's
he's
a good
an excellent
to
songwriter,
it.
Too. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mick Jones is 69, Clash guitarist, woo! Rock the Casbah, London Calling, Should I Stay or Should I Go, Train in Vain. I'm telling you, if you love the Clash, you've got to like Mick.
You know what? I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go listen to some Big Audio Dynamite.
Nice. Yes.
This is banned after the Clash.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like Billy Davis Jr., 86 today. I'm sorry, he's 86 today. I apologize, Billy Davis. singer from the Fifth Dimension.
That's right. He's awesome.
Let the Sunshine In.
Woo.
Now some people no longer with us, like Colonel Tom Parker, born on this day in 1909, passed away in 97. Well, he lived a long time. Elvis Presley's not so good manager. Peter Lorre, born on this day in 1904, passed away in 64. One of the greatest side characters, character actors, villains, that movies will ever know. easily ever know. And one of those bigger influences for me as a kid. I looked at him and I'm like, how does he gets cast? You know, it's so much to me about acting. When the early things I learned were about image and appearance and that, especially in the 80s. To see actors like him make it and have a established career.
Very long career, yes.
Respect in the industry, all of this. Like, I look up to actors like that because it just doesn't happen very often. The Maltese Falcon still holds up. Mm. Casablanca still holds up.
Yep.
And his performances will always hold up.
Okay. I would recommend his probably most famous film outside of the U.S. before he came in 1931. It's a German film called M.
Oh, yes.
Where he plays a serial killer. And it's an amazing movie. His performance in that is just wow.
That movie is the definition of suspense.
Yes.
It's the definition of what, to me, real horror is. Anybody can throw blood and guts on a screen. Mm-hmm. When you can do that, what M can do. Even, I bet you I haven't seen it since I was probably in my 20s. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you it still not only holds up, but it still get me.
It's good.
That's very a good movie. Nice reference. Yeah. That's a good one. And one more time, wishing happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing them with us, everybody. We appreciate it. Get us more of them and get on over to El Cafe. Treat yourself. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
This is how we do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Good stuff coming up for you in a little bit. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be featuring Connie Hankey from the Alexander House, talking about a little bit of some of the things they're doing over there.
Very good.
But I want to start off here in an interesting spot, Seth.
Okay.
And I have to do this, everybody.
All right.
I didn't want to do this, but I have to play a little snippet from The Simpsons for you right here.
Beautiful language, isn't it, Mark?
God's sake, don't eat another bite!
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
Mr. Simpson, son, I shall be blunt. We have reason to believe you have eaten poison.
Poison? What should I do? What should I do? Tell me quick!
Oh, no need to panic. There's a map to the hospital on the back of the menu.
Try something new, Homer. What'll it hurt you, Homer?
I never heard of a poison pork chop.
It's such a great line. So, yes, this is from the classic first season of The Simpsons.
Yes, it was.
Two Fish, Blowfish, Bluefish. Mm-hmm. As a side note, featured the first time that George Takei would voice act on The Simpsons.
That's right.
Which would be a recurring thing for him. Mm-hmm. He ended up actually having a character on the show that they still bring back every once in a while. But I do have a place I'm going with this. I didn't just want to play a Simpsons thing.
You could do, by the way.
I really could do. Yeah. Be shocked that I don't do it every day,
yeah,
everybody.
Seriously.
If you love ramen and have a death wish, possibly, you're the target market here. Cup Noodles just unveiled a fun new flavor, Deadly Blowfish.
Wait, that's what they're calling it? Deadly Blowfish? Oh, funny.
It's flavored with fugu, a type of puffer fish that can kill you if it's not prepared right, as we see in the... And I think actually it was season two. I think that was
a season two one. I think you're right, yeah.
And it is the second most poisonous vertebrae in the world after Columbia's golden poison frog.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yikes.
Probably not as delicious. The fugu's skin, organs, bones, and blood are all loaded with poison, so they have a very hard time dating. No, so they have to be prepared just right. Chefs in Japan train for 2 years before they are allowed to serve it.
Yes, it's so they're very, very careful about it. Yes.
The cup noodles version comes from a, quote, special fugu seasoning oil you pour on top.
Gotcha.
They haven't said how it's prepared, so dine at your own risk. Unfortunately, you'll need to fly to Japan to do that. Mm-hmm. They're not currently planning to sell the blowfish flavor anywhere else. Each cup costs $2. A reporter for CNN tried it and couldn't even taste the fugu.
Of course.
It's apparently a pretty mild flavor in general.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like a lot of artificial flavors, you're not going to get the true flavor of that.
Right.
If you were ever wondering what this tastes like, you're probably not going to get it from these noodles.
Right.
So my question isn't so much if these noodles interest anybody.
If you could try this fish, would you?
The fish, you mean? The actual dish?
The actual dish. The actual puffer fish. The fugu. Yes. I've never been anywhere where they prepare it. I know in Little Chinatown in Chicago, there was a place that did. Mm-hmm. We never went there. So I've never actually tried it. I've never been anywhere where they would. So I genuinely don't know how I feel. Like, I remember when the Simpsons episode came, mm-hmm. and I remember thinking about, like, how good could something be if you're really, really willing to risk, you know, death over it. But at the same, as I've gotten older and we realize, I mean, you know, anything can happen with a lot of our food.
It's true. Food poisoning, you know, yeah.
If you happen, and I've had food poisoning before.
Yep,
I've had it at least 3 or 4 times, yep. And it's horrible.
It is.
There's times that are worse than others, but it's a nasty thing to have. And of course, Melissa and us were talking during the Kitchen's Open about some of these types of things, not mm-hmm. the same thing,
yeah,
but
right.
similar in the ballpark of this on Monday's Kitchen's Open.
Yep.
I'll be listening every Monday for the Kitchen's Open segment in the 9 o'clock hour. So I'm curious to the audience and to you, Seth, would you try this? 715-424-2600. Call up and join us, everybody. How about you?
I would do it.
Yeah?
100%.
Yeah,
yes, I would try it. Well, first of all, it's because I like seafood a lot, and I like trying new things. And I think just to, you know, not just to say I survived eating. People eat it, like thousands of people probably eat it every day, and it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to try it. I want to taste what it would be like. So
in Japan, I wouldn't do this, but here in the States, I try it, I survive, I'm wearing that like a badge. and only in the part that everybody that knows me knows what a picky eater I've been my whole life. So I get the twofold here. I get to say that I tried something that a lot of people haven't,
right.
And that I survived it.
Yeah.
I feel like those two, couple things.
I do think it's probably quite expensive, though. That's the other thing, especially in the United States where it's very rare.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper in Japan because it's, you know, more plentiful, you know, that's where they make it and everything.
Yeah.
So in all likelihood, it would be like a one and done thing anyway. Didn't mean to sound like that. Oh, jeez.
That was
you know what I mean.
Oh,
you know what I mean.
Good. That was good. We're curious if you would try it. Feel free to call up and join the conversation in the next segment, because this segment is booked, everybody. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids, sponsors of Playmakers. Phil Hartley joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word. Phil, before we get into the business, I got to ask, would you try this puffer fish? Would you try this blowfish?
Wow. Probably not.
I could talk a good game. It's in front of me. I really don't know.
You don't know if you would actually go for it? Okay.
I got a lot to do. I got a lot to do. I can't get, and I got to be honest too. I don't want like people at my funeral and like, man, James survived this. James survived that. And man, did you hear a fish took him out? A fish took him out. Like, I would never be able to live that down. Well, obviously.
Does that? I think that answers the equation for you a lot, for a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
It really answers. Now, let me think about this.
Answers a lot. Phil, how are things going over at the shop?
Oh, really good. Now, I grew up in northern Maine and near the coast, but I'm not a fish guy.
Wow.
Oh, that's part of the
reason. Is that possible? Wow.
Well,
that's why I moved where the cows are.
Nice.
Get away from the fish.
I have to admit, Phil, part of the reason I felt comfortable asking you is because of the Maine connection. I just kind of figured you liked seafood and everything. I don't blame you. As a picky eater, I am not at all going to call you out on this. And we'll have to have another segment where we talk food with
there you
Phil
go,
and everything.
Right, yeah.
For this one, we're talking words and we're talking Quality Plus Printing. What have you guys been up to lately, Phil? What are some of the fun projects you're doing?
Oh, no, I want to say two of them. Wham has taken off pretty well and our little t-shirt company that we devised that can do more than t-shirts, but doing some really cool orders for Midstate, Assumption, Urco lately. So that's been taking off and having a little fun with that, and we're growing and adding more things we can do. So we'll talk about that sometime, I hope, too, on a different venue or a different part of this. But
sure.
So it's been going really good, but you know, the printing's going well. We're doing, you know who we do a lot of work for? The Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover.
Ooh.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I got plans to go there.
Yeah, not yet, but it looks really cool. Yeah,
place.
Yeah.
Holy, and we do all most of their printing for them. And I took my little guy Atlas there a couple months ago, and I was like, "Wow, this is amazing!" You know, and it's right in our backyard.
I was just gonna say it's right there.
Here,
it's like
yeah.
10 minutes away, not even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Go check that out, everybody.
Yeah, it's neat. I it's just hard to believe it's just sitting right behind Menards up back there. And it's a neat place to take, especially young kids, to learn about farming and a lot of interactive. So we do a lot of things for them. I was doing some work at the United Way this morning. Wood in the Wood County Health Department. And so, hey, and good news for the community. The new general manager of Noodles stopped in yesterday, and we did some copies for her.
Ooh.
Very cool.
Can't wait for Noodles and Company. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. I used to eat there all the time in Madison when I was staying there more.
And good stuff.
I'm a big fan of that place. Yep. That's cool to hear, Phil. Phil, we have made the audience.
People are coming up to her left and right, thanking her for coming. So just adds another little piece to our community, you know?
Yeah.
We have a lot of great restaurants, obviously, but... It's just another piece we can have, you know, to make the community even a little bit better place.
Good location, too.
Yeah.
Phil, what is our wicked awesome word?
All right, so this is a good word, I think. It's the meaning is to foretell, especially from omens, though, to give promise of, and the word is augur.
Oh, augur, so, yeah.
Augur.
Not that one.
Yeah. Not the drill bit, yeah.
A-U-G-U-R, augur, to foretell. Or to give promise of.
Yes. Mm. It augurs well.
I could augur that we're going to have rain here pretty soon because you just know it. You know.
Absolutely, yeah. pretty easy augur, yeah.
That's a fun word. That's a fun one. I like that one.
It kind of goes in your head like it's like a Lord of the Rings word or something. You know,
it does. Yes, it does. Fantasy. It feels like one of the elfin characters, hanging out with Legolas or something.
Yeah, right.
Legolas is he's not the best archer like Legolas. He's like the second or third best archer.
Have you met Augur?
Yeah,
yes.
That is famous. Not as famous. Yeah, he's not as good.
That guy can augur like nobody's.
It's actually a word my dad uses a lot. It's one of his phrases was that, well, that augurs well.
Oh, nice.
So that's I heard that a lot growing up, yeah. Hmm,
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Phil, I did actually want to wrap up a little bit with Ram and reminding everybody about you're looking for hometown heroes for Ram.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've gotten some more in, so we're going good. And we got one pick. I'm just trying to get the timing down, but I'll talk with the James. I'll text the radar after we get off so I won't forget, right? Because if I wait.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But Team Depot was nominated. And they go out and fix up, especially a veteran nominated them because he came and helped with their house. His house, you know, and they do it all on. I was talking to the gentleman yesterday that runs it, trying to get a coordinated time where they could possibly come in and talk with you and and get a picture of them and stuff. And so they're the honoree this month. But we're going to be getting that word out really quick as soon as I can arrange some times with him. We'll get her out there. But what a neat thing too, right? Going around and fixing up. People in need homes and giving them and building it. He told me over the weekend they're building a ramp for a veteran.
Awesome.
Here, so
big thank you to them.
That's a great
choice, Phil.
Yeah, I think so too. The gentleman nominated.
You are breaking up a bit on us, Phil. So we're gonna end the segment here. But we do look forward to talking again real soon next Wednesday for certain. Mm-hmm. And we certainly look forward to having you guys in studio, the Home Depot guys and them and everything. That's gonna be fun. We look forward to it, Phil. Thanks for joining us.
No, we
lost Phil. We lost Phil.
Lost the connection.
Well, say hi to Phil. Wish him a great day for all of us at 3515 A Street South here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call as well as 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to like Quality Plus Printing's Facebook page, like their page, and keep up to date on all the things that they're doing over there. Phil, thanks again for the time today.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sorry I got disconnected for a second.
That's all right. I appreciate you calling back. Thank you. We're just telling everybody to come.
Yes.
Nicely done.
No, thanks for everything. No, we're proud to be a local business and of course, proud to advertise and be on the air with you guys. And I appreciate what you do. But, yeah, and this hero thing is just really neat. It's going to grow like you talked about before. And then please just get them in, call, phone, text, stop in and give us some more nominees. We'd be glad to have them.
All right.
Yeah. You can get those nominees to us and we'll make sure to forward them to Phil. Otherwise, you can send them through their Facebook page or reach out to them any other way. We appreciate you, Phil. Have a great week.
Have a good one, Phil.
Yeah, you too. I augur an excellent day for all of you.
All right. You too.
Nice,
thanks.
Nicely done. We appreciate our friends again over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids and proud sponsors of Playmakers. Mm-hmm. We appreciate them. Phil joins us every Wednesday right in this time slot with a wicked awesome word. Maybe you get a preview of what that word is at 3515 8th Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
We appreciate our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. This is one of the weirdest pop songs of all time.
It is weird.
The lyrics. This is Billy. For those that don't know, Billy Idol, Eyes Without a face.
Yeah,
Eyes Without a Face. I don't know. That's such an '80s like title.
Yes.
And of all the artists, I think one of the bigger surprises to me in music history was seeing Billy Idol come out with a slow song.
Yeah, right.
I did not expect that in the '80s. I did not expect Billy Idol to try to do
that. Was a big hit too.
A ballad, huge hit. Yeah.
All things.
I don't think a lot of people had Billy Idol doing ballads.
I think there, if I remember correctly, there's like a movie from like the '60s, like a horror movie called Eyes Without a Face.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's probably where he got the idea from.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
We're talking fantasy sports right now, and some fantasy sports leagues have a fun, embarrassing punishment for person who comes in last place, in addition to the total annihilation of your mental health. There's a new study out which warns fantasy players that it can become an obsession.
Mm.
And the more deeply you engage with the game, the more extreme the emotional experiences become, for better and for worse. In other words, fantasy sports can deliver intense emotional highs alongside potential troubling lows because it's sports related and that's sports.
This whole adrenaline thing.
Go ahead and ask a Florida Panther fan right now how they feel, and then ask an Edmonton Oiler fan how they feel.
Yeah.
Both, you're going to get some passionate responses from both.
On two different sides,
They also found that the more experienced players generally reported less anxiety than newcomers. So over time, participants may develop coping mechanisms to handle the inherent uncertainties and disappointments of fantasy sports.
Mm-hmm.
The negative mental health outcomes weren't just in players who came in last place. They were also common in players who were the most competitive and the ones who had a financial stake in the game.
Mm.
The authors of the study say that this shows that fantasy sports isn't harmless entertainment. But if you play fantasy sports, none of this is surprising. It's a thrill. It's a drain. And whether you're doing well or being hammered with poor performances, injuries, and disappointments... Jazz Chisholm. It's worth noting that that this can happen to with anybody.
Yeah, right.
And it's also worth noting that the study did not follow fantasy players throughout a season. The data was just collected at one time. Also, it only involved people playing fantasy soccer. So I'm not sure.
Whoa! Wait.
I didn't even know there was fantasy soccer. I gotta be honest.
There's fantasy
know.
Everything, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but but I gotta say that's it. They kind of buried the lead there. It's like, why don't you tell us that first? But I guess it's probably the same with a lot of these different sports, especially sports that have like showcase games. Like they don't do a lot of them. Like football is probably the best example because they only do it like once a week, that kind of thing. Soccer's similar. They don't do it, you know, it's not like every day for soccer. They do take big breaks between their matches, so.
We're going to go to our caller in a second here, but I'm curious with you, Seth. I've been playing fantasy sports since we were actually writing things out, and we didn't have everything on the internet.
Online, right.
So I've been playing for a long time, and I enjoy it, the ups and downs and all that. You've just kind of recently, in the last couple of years, gotten
couple of years,
into it.
Yeah.
Is it this intense for you? Do you feel some of these things? Because you don't seem to be getting affected by these things as much.
No, not really. Because I realize what it is. And I don't, I mean, I can't imagine playing for money. I would never do that because I feel that just would kind of ruin it for me.
Same.
It's just, I just find it interesting and fun and making, you know, strategic moves and stuff like that. You know, when like this week and you're like totally kicking my butt the first couple of days, it's like, oh, what's going on? But other than that, it's fine.
We play until Sunday.
I know. It could turn around. I get it. It could turn around.
You're the first place team, I believe. Yeah. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
They're just now trying to figure this out.
Right, yeah.
Just confirming what we knew, right?
It's from Sage Journals and Study Finds, and I do feel like they have no fantasy sports teams over there. Like, they've never played fantasy sports there.
Nope.
This feels like one of the more obvious, like, surveys. Like, Carl and I did one years back. They spent millions of dollars on this study to find out chocolate can be addictive.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's tasty.
My 10-year-old could have told you that. Like, I mean, come on. I don't have a 10-year-old, but... 10-year-old could tell you.
Yeah, right.
Kev, do you play fantasy sports?
I used to. I kind of gave it up. Some of the guys I played with, they decided that they wanted to spend more money than what I really wanted to.
Ooh, yeah.
you know, they're, you know, you had to pay for this for that, and pay, you know, that this transaction, and this.
I mean,
a lot of times when I did fantasy leagues, I did it for fun. When I first started doing the baseball fantasies, it's like, especially online, you had to go on in line every day and change your lineup instead of making, you know, doing your lineup for the week. You know, it's like, man, it's just too much work, you know? So basically, I kind of, I had a halfway decent team. I never changed my lineup. So if I had a day off, oh, well, you know. By not, you know, not getting the points, but they made up for it later on. But, yeah, I think I'd probably get more upset with my own regular teams than I do on fantasy sports.
I'm still thankful to be there because I growing up maybe it's growing up in a competitive sports family or something like that, but I know I take fantasy sports too serious. I know I get too into it. I know I do, and I've gotten a lot better with it as time has gone on and everything because I've won. I'll be honest,
that helps.
If I had never won anything in fantasy sports, I would probably be insane, but I can't help it. There's something about it that I really enjoy doing as far as like putting a team together and everything. But what I think is fun about it, and why I encourage a lot of people to play it, is if you like baseball, let's take baseball, you like baseball, but you don't know the, you know, like when you were a kid, every player on every team,
you had all the cards, right?
Playing fantasy sports really gets you to know a lot of these players, gets you really 100%. More comfortable with the sport itself, I think, too, and learning the sport and everything. I actually think that when people are just learning a sport, play some fantasy sports. You might learn a little better. Just don't put any money on it.
Yeah, just don't. I would not recommend that. Recommend that. So,
Kev, we always appreciate talking to you, man. Thanks so much for the time. Have a good one. We are going to go to break. We'll come back, and we have so much fun in store for you. We are going to be joined by the Alexander House's Connie Hanke coming up after our break here at Mornings with WFHR.